It's a huge weekend for movies this weekend, and one of the most anticipated films of 2021 is here, The Sopranos prequel, The Many Saints of Newark.
Yep, it's available now. It's streaming on HBO Max, and it's also in theaters. And this is it's set about 30 years before the events of the first season of The Sopranos. So think late 60s and early 70s. And this is about, you know, Tony Soprano, yeah, but really about the people who made him who he was and who he is, and all of the characters involved in their lives early on. Some that you know from the show, some names that you know but you never saw, and some characters that you've never seen before either. So I think it's for people who know the show very well, you're going to have a lot of stuff to chew on. There's a lot for fans in there. And if you haven't seen the show before, I think it's its own kind of standalone thing. So I don't think you're going to have any problem following it.
Uh-huh. Also coming out this weekend, the ultra-violent comic book movie sequel Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Is that worth spending some change to go see this weekend?
Well, if you are a fan of the first one, then yeah, sure. It's the 2018 original, which was a kind of surprise box office hit. It made almost $900 million worldwide when it came out, and that was not what was expected. And critics did not like it, but audiences seemed to love it. And that's kind of the same for the sequel here. Critics do not like it, myself included. I just found it was kind of loud and violent and dumb and silly and not in a good way. There can be a good way for those kinds of things. I did not find that. And I was shocked to learn that it was PG-13. I thought for sure that this was rated R because it is very, very violent. Now, I don't have a problem with violence. It's not like I'm not going to clutch my pearls or anything, but I did not, the violence here just didn't do anything for me. It didn't move the story in any certain way. It wasn't fun. It was just kind of lazy.
Now, a more family film, The Addams Family 2 is out this weekend.
Yeah, that's the animated sequel to the 2019 original, where you have the family and they go on a road trip and they, you know, they see a lot of the U.S. Wednesday isn't exactly sure that she is. She's having some kind of teenage angst and growing pains as well. This was okay. I didn't love it. Mm-hmm. I didn't hate it, and I'm probably not going to think about it ever again.
I guess it'll be something for the kids to watch,
and. Exactly.
And finally, a little drama. If you head over to Netflix and tell us about this Diana, the musical.
This is a Broadway play that's actually opening next month. That was supposed to open right before the pandemic. They were open for about a week for previews and then shut down. And what they ended up doing was they filmed a couple of the stage performances without an audience. And that's what you're seeing on Netflix. I think it's the first time ever that you've seen a Broadway musical before it actually hits Broadway, which mm-hmm. is kind of cool, I think, to musical fans. And it's about the relationship between Princess Diana, Prince Charles, and Camilla Parker Bowles. And if you know the story, I don't know that there's a whole lot new here. But if you're a fan of musicals, you know, maybe it's worth checking out.
So it's pretty accurate of what happened.
I don't know about the accuracy, but I do know that the stories that I've heard before, it kind of gels with a lot of those.
Okay.
Again, I don't think we ever really know what goes on in people's lives, so I couldn't attest to the journalistic accuracy of it, but they are stories, especially if you watch the season 4 of The Crown, mm-hmm. these are stories that you're going to be familiar with.
All right, Jason, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.